Welcome to another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
And we are on episode 144.
Yeah, what? Man. Creeping up on 150.
That's so crazy.
Isn't it?
That's really crazy.
Wild.
Man. And like, now we're basically at like 5.5 years. What?
Yeah, right? How even?
That's super crazy. That's
yeah, I agree.
I shouldn't have said that out loud. Now I'm like, oh. But today we are doing a graphic novel that I'm very excited about.
Yeah,
it is The Night Eaters, Volume 1, She Eats the Night, by Marjorie Liu and Sana Takeda. We came across this as an episode in a way that I find to be hilarious.
Yes.
Because I bought this book a year ago. Two years ago?
I don't know.
A year ago. I was like, because I was in Boston and I was like, I took a picture of it like on the hotel bed and mm-hmm. I was trying to remember like which hotel bed.
Right.
But yeah, so a year ago. But then like you suggested this one and I was like, wait a second, are we talking about the same book?
Well, and it was so funny because like I'm sure you must have told me about it at some point and I just like forgot, but I was on Hoopla looking at different graphic novels because we were like, oh, let's do a graphic novel episode. And I saw this one and I was like, oh, this looks cool. And I like looked into it more and I was like, yeah, this looks really cool. So then I was like, yeah, we should do this one. And afterwards you were like, wait, did I tell you about this? And I was like, wait, did you? Is that why this caught my attention in the first place?
Now we're becoming one and we don't know where the line separates anymore.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wild.
Crazy times. But yeah, so Marjorie Liu is an attorney slash at very least was an attorney at some point. And she's had a bunch of stuff on the New York Best Times list.
Very cool.
She has done a bunch of stuff for Marvel. So like X-23, Black Widow, Dark Wolverine, a whole bunch of like other X-Men stuff.
Nice.
She and the illustrator... Also, they have Monstrous, which I had seen that on Hoopla a lot. And then after I got this one, then I was like, oh, wait, that's like the same people, which is really cool. But like, yeah, she's won multiple Hugos, British Fantasy Awards, Harveys, 5 Eisners. Sorry.
What?
Making her the first ever woman and woman of color to win an Eisner in the best writer category.
Good for her.
And she teaches comic book writing at MIT.
Oh, damn.
To which then I had so many questions, and obviously I had to look into it, because I was like, first of all, I want to take that class. Second of all, comic book writing at MIT? What?
Yeah, that's my question also. No. I'm like, MIT's doing comic book writing?
They have a whole, like, writing program.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I mean, why not?
It's cool. And then she also was nominated for a GLAAD Award, because in The Astonishing X-Men, it had... a wedding of like, I guess, whatever X-Men character North Star is, it was like gay wedding. So like, that's cool. She's wrote story for some of like the animated stuff, like from like so much of the Marvel stuff. And then she has a middle grade series called the Wingbearer Saga, and then this series, which is.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Monstrous, which was in 2025, which I think, I can't remember how many, there's a good chunk of.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. I was still looking at them on Hoopla. I can't remember how many there were, but there's a lot.
Which, like, follows a young woman's struggle to survive the trauma of war. And, like, that one just sounds, like, so cool. Mm-hmm. Because, like, and, like, that was on, like, the Best Times list and, like, won some of the Hugo Awards and, like, and Eisner's. And like, cause yeah, Monstrous, like all of her Eisners were for Monstrous.
Which I was cool.
Just like, man. So crazy. Do you want to tell us about the illustrator?
Yes. So Sana Takeda, she's Japanese. Also Hugo and Eisner award winning illustrator and comic book artist behind the Monstrous series with Marjorie Liu. And then also worked as a designer at Sega Corporation. Like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Sega.
No
Yeah.
problem. No biggie.
No biggie. And then started freelancing after that. And then she's also drawn for Marvel, illustrations for games and children's books, and like obviously all of this as well, and Monstrous, and currently lives in Tokyo. So yeah, she's like all over everything as well.
Man,
Wild.
it's just, yeah. I like, because I mean, we've done this before. I think a lot of the graphic novels that we have kind of done, it ends up being like people that are really good combos. So like even some who then have like, I get just like this, right? Like done different series, but they just have that like, you know, why don't you tell us about, give us a little,
So
the rundown of, yeah.
a little bit about Night Eaters, Volume One. So it sort of follows these two twins, Chinese American twins, Millie and Billy, which I love that their names are Millie and Billy. It's really funny. They're having a bit of a rough time. So like, you know, they're trying to keep a restaurant afloat, and it's like during the pandemic, which was super weird. I mean, not weird, but like, I mean, it's kind of almost gotten normal at this point, but I was like, oh yeah, everyone's in masks. And then I realized I hadn't really thought twice about it. I was like, oh, I guess that's
Well,
just the
'cause yeah,
world
like
we're in
it's
now.
we're in the, like there was a chunk of time where like it was too soon. And also just like mentally too soon. But and also just the people who then were writing and working through things in the first couple years, anything that they made wouldn't have come out yet, right? Like wasn't there yet. So then like now, yeah, we're like, oh yeah. Wild.
But anyway, their parents are in town for their annual visit. Ipo, is that how you would say
Yeah, that's
her
what I would
name,
say.
right? And Kion. Kion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, I have a question about that, but we'll get there.
Okay. Cool. Anyway, they immigrated from Hong Kong before the twins were born to Hawaii, I believe. And they're like really supportive of their kids, but then like starting to wonder like have we made them too soft, basically? So across from where their parents live, or next door or something, there's this really creepy old house where someone was murdered horribly. And their mother decides that she's gonna clean it out with the help of her kids. She's like, come on, we're gonna do this. This is gonna be our project. We're gonna toughen you up with this. And then shit goes down.
Now, as always, if y'all have been here before, you know that number one, I buy books, read books, everything with zero context. Read the back of the book. No, thank you. And even this book that I have owned
Oh,
for a
yeah.
year, it just looked really cool.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. The reason I didn't really read the premise of it that closely when I suggested it, I saw that it was called Night Eaters. I saw that it was like
Horror.
horror.
Yeah.
And I saw that the art on the cover looked cool. That was it, basically
Same.
it.
Oh man. But yeah.
Worked out well, I think.
But yeah, so it starts and we actually get a little bit in every chapter where we see like the 50s in Hong Kong, so it's the mother, and then like when Ipo meets Kion, and honestly, I swear in my book he had a different name, but then I didn't have a chance to like go back and like flip through it, so because it was like said once, and I was like, oh, okay, so then I started like writing that name down, but then like, yeah, I'm just gonna like flip here, but anyways, we do
Interesting.
get to like, and she was like, a stunt double, which is like so cool.
That was really cool. She's just so cool.
Because even and then, like, so yeah, so you always get like a little bit of like that, and it's basically like the parents' history, right? So we learn that she's a stunt double, then like they're meeting, and then like, you know, eventually, you know, when they get married, they go to Hawaii, like being pregnant with the twins being born and growing up, and like you get to see kind of that like family stuff, but then it's always jumping back to this like wild, crazy, like scary time. Yeah, on
I'm
this
just like
chapter, he
obsessed with the fact.
introduces himself as June Fan.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't remember seeing Keon anywhere. But that's what, like, anytime, like, everywhere that I went to look it up, they said, kept saying, Ipo and Keon.
Interesting.
Okay, I might have to investigate that later. Either way,
Okay.
the dad. But yeah, so it
Yes.
starts with this real estate agent trying to sell
Oh my God.
the creepy house to this couple. Does not go well.
Okay, can we talk about the dolls?
Yeah, we can.
Because, like, that was the thing that I'm like, if you brought me into this house and the couch is there, and there's just these creepy, creepy dolls sitting on this couch. I was like, I'd be out of there so fast. I'd be like, absolutely not. No, you couldn't pay me to live here.
When at first you're just like, oh, okay, but then when so like the couple runs away, Ipo
Yeah.
goes over there for like a hot second and kind of like goes in and she's like looking at the dolls, but then when she leaves, all the dolls' faces move.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, so that's where this is starting.
Yep. Yep. No, thank you at all.
Well, like then that's when we start getting into like learning about the siblings. So like Millie's, she's at this, with Jamie, and
Yep.
clearly she is Jamie's side piece.
Side piece, yep.
And then that's when we're introduced to like the restaurant. She's there, her brother's there, and it's like the super COVID, like you can come in and everyone has to be in a line and like only so many people and like their mom keeps staying outside because like she won't wear a mask and
Yep.
like
I mean, probably because it would interfere with the fact that she always has a cigarette in her
yeah
mouth. Obsessed.
that too. And we learned that like Millie had like dropped out of med school and was like trying to figure out her life, so you're just like, oh man. But yeah, like even that, I think that was all the chapter two, and I just really liked the introduction to like all that stuff. And even in the restaurant at one point, because of course Millie just like yells at everybody all the time
So funny.
and like tries to get them to like line up properly and make things easier and like
She's saying the things you want to say as a customer service employee.
yes.
Yeah.
Which like Billy totally calls her out on.
Yeah.
But at one point like this one person wants like a no rice onigiri and I'm like, but that it's one of those
Right.
like I want a no foam cappuccino and you're like, well
You're like, that's not how that works.
no.
Actually.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So good. And then yeah, when we so okay, we're like, okay, so we kinda like know what's happening there. And in the next little jump back to like Hong Kong in the 50s, it's when the parents meet and like these two English guys are like hitting on Ipo and her friend, but like starts off hitting on and then just being
Yeah, and then getting like
gross
creepy and
assholes.
yeah.
And obviously like he comes in and like destroys them. And of course he's just
Yes.
like, okay, cool. Like
Yeah.
she's a stunt person and like he's
He
clearly very
obviously is
skilled
too.
in
Yeah.
fighting methods.
Yeah. Maybe. I love their dad so much.
Oh, 'cause he's like so chill.
He's so chill.
And like and yeah, so they clearly like they're kind of like retired and like still living in Hawaii, but then for like half of the year they come sort of to help with the restaurant.
Yeah.
I get or like that's what I got anyways, but he's just
That was my
like in
understanding
his
as
like
well.
Hawaiian shirt and like chilling and like
Yeah.
'cause like the mom is kind of, a little bit more on them and like this what should be happening and like work harder and this and that. And he's just like, no, it's cool, like don't
Yeah.
worry, guy. Like they're just so and you could just tell like because we're seeing them like kind of in their present relationship, but then like as we you get the like introductions to them, like they're just even prior to what you learn at the end,
Yes.
they just seem like such a good,
Right?
almost like opposite attracts, but like not totally opposite, but just yeah, like such a good pair that yeah, I love them so much.
Yeah. Same. Love them. I'm also obsessed with the fact that Ipo literally is always smoking a cigarette.
Oh yeah, just like. Never not Never not smoking.
Never not smoking.
But
So funny.
her whole thing is like she gardens a lot, lots of plants, and that's why she's always trying to get the kids to like, and again, like they're university age, the twins, trying to get them to like plant stuff for her and whatever. So she decides that they're going to go over to the horror house and in theory, I guess clean it up because it's like all overgrown.
I was gonna say it's like covered in vines.
Yeah. But like she tries to get them to like dig and they can't. And so I love Millie so much because right away she's like, I'll go back to med school.
Right? I mean, like, girl, same.
But as they're doing that, Ipo goes downstairs and there's like one of those like creepy like like lifty basement door, like on the floor basement door, like hatch kind of, whatever. I don't know. That kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Like a cellar door type
Yeah.
situation.
But there's like a little like broken doll hand on
Yes.
it. So you know something's happening with the
Something's
dolls.
weird. Something's weird.
And again, very different from where I
Right?
because like as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh my God. Something with the dolls. Not what I thought.
Nope.
In like the best way. But she like goes down and gets like sucked into a well. And you're like, pardon me?
Right.
But then she
I was
just
like, what
like
is happening?
comes back. And like she's smiling. So then you're like, okay, like is it like I didn't know if it was still her.
Right, same. I was like, okay, so she's possessed.
Nope.
Nope.
and then like the dad's there and of course the kids are like we can't dig this like it's hard
Yeah.
and
Well, like break the shovel at one point.
then the mom just like hulks her way through
Yeah.
barehanded then there's like some kind of like weird creature
Oh,
skeleton.
yeah. It's so strange. I love how much Millie and Billy are just like constantly freaking out all the time throughout this entire story.
And at no point, or either of their parents, even like,
Remotely phased.
not even a drop of sweat, like, just
No.
like, yep. And like, and I think that's why it was so good because, like, you don't know why. And you're
Why
just
they're
like,
so chill?
how are you so, ch like,
Yeah.
not like, just not a
Yeah,
blink of an
like Millie
eye,
and
not a
Billy are like
whatever.
clutching each other and screaming, and they're just like, that's interesting.
Well, then, like, the neighbor lady comes over because she had seen that they had gone
Yeah.
over there. And like, the dad's just like talking to her. Oh yeah, we're just.
Oh man.
Oh, it's so good. But yeah, so initially when the parents meet on the train, when he like gets rid of the English guys, he says like, I'm in like a cha-cha contest. Come watch me.
Yes.
Which also just like so tracks for their characters
Right?
of you're just like oh yeah no that absolutely
So funny.
oh I love them so much
Me too.
but then yeah like so the kids are freaking out being like we need to call the police and the dad's like no nah, it's cool like and then Ipo's just out there like talking to the bones and then this is where she kind of like talks about how like before she moved to Hong Kong so like there's clearly like a life before she was this stunt double and like they even say like you've never talked about that before like that's weird and then I love when the dad and Billy are talking and, like Billy's playing his video game and he's like yeah no it's cool no it's not cool
Oh man.
then that's when he goes to the real estate agent who like clearly they know from the neighborhood
Yes.
and like learns more about it and it's just him like freaking out. I love that one panel because you see him like running back to their house. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my
Oh
God, oh my God.
yeah. That's so good.
Well, I think that's what I really liked in that too is that you it like visually it felt very like moving like
Yeah, like dynamic.
yes, that word. Oh man.
Yeah, I really like that panel too. It's a really good one. Well, 'cause okay, so yeah, it turns out that there was like this horrible murder in this house that the parents have apparently known about this entire time.
Oh yeah, that's why they got the house so cheap.
Yeah. And their kids had no idea. And it's so funny because he's like thinking he's revealing all of this information, and the parents are like, yeah.
Because yeah, like the like elderly woman that had lived there with her husband, she was like burned to death, but like there was no evidence, so people thought she had been like killed somewhere else and then brought back. But then like the husband was found somewhere else in the house with like a hand missing. And at some point, I think Ebel just like calls Billy soft because of course he's like freaking out at this, and she's like, "Eh, your dad made you too soft." But But then, so yeah, so Millie and Billy go to the nursing home where said husband is. And he, like.
Oh my God, this was so nuts. This was also hilarious. So they're like, because it's COVID times again, they can't be like in the room with him. So they're like talking on like a phone between like prison style,
Yeah,
basically.
exactly. Yeah, that's really what I thought too.
And then Billy ends up having this like symbol thing that he found. I can't remember where he found it now.
Well, because he says they say something about the house or whatever, and the old man
He
says,
hasn't told Millie the whole story here.
no, because the old man says like my China doll, and I was like, oh my God, the dolls.
Yes.
And then, but yeah, then I got confused because yeah, Billy shows him the symbol, and I was like, wait, was that, did we see that somewhere? Was it on the like weird skeleton? But either way, the old man like flips out and his
Oh
eye
yeah.
pops out.
Yeah. I loved that panel as well.
And then, what is it? Because he says something about like he shall rise in me. Like there's some kind of like, he, seems possessed. But then that's when they're leaving, Billy is telling Millie that like, oh yeah, no, like I called the woman's two sisters who live in Taiwan, and like it was this like weird symbol, and I guess the husband had been like strange for a while and like looking up like witchcraft stuff from the 70s that really focused on like summoning nature through blood sacrifice. And you're just like, what? It's so funny because like I found this to be such a funny graphic novel, but like it's totally horror,
Oh yeah.
absolutely. But it was just like so enjoy, like, does that make sense? Like,
Yeah, no, I think because the twins are really quite funny. Like
yeah, like
they're
it wasn't
hilarious. And they have
it.
such a good like they have such a sibling relationship. Like it's such a sibling relationship, which I really enjoy. Because like the whole time that he's telling her this story in the car, she keeps going, Billy, 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 until she like slams on the brakes.
Well,
Oh,
'cause like
man.
obviously, we've done episodes on Something is Killing the Children, and how many of those did we do? I can't remember. What did we do? Volumes 1 and 2? I don't.
I think
I
so.
yeah. Either way, I've started 6. 6 and 7
Nice.
are out
Yeah, I
now
need
as
to catch up
well.
on that.
Yeah. And like that's also horror, but like it has that like fear to it, like because it does feel, we're worried for like Erica's well-being or like children, because something is killing the children's well-being.
Yes.
There's that like stakes in it. We're like here, yeah, it's like this family that just seems like such a regular family, and because the parents are so freaking chill, and then you're just like, what? And then I'm like, oh my God, no, wait, like this is creepy and scary, and we don't know what's going on. But like, it was just like, obviously, like all the books that I read, like I enjoy, but this had that like light, like enjoyment, like that kind of like difference of like, but yeah, it was just,
I know
yeah.
exactly what you mean. Well, because it's so funny because they roll up to the house after going to visit this old man at the nursing home, and like their mom like bites open her wrist to like bleed on the ground, and they're like, "What is happening?"
Because they roll up on their dad first, right? And they're like, oh my God, like all this stuff. And he's like, he overhears them like something about, what about a cult? And like the dad's like, oh yeah, no, it makes sense. And they're like, what? And he just like has a little coffee cup while the mom is like kneeling on the ground over a plant. And just like, it's not even like she had a knife and like, you know, in like all the movies where like you like cut open your palm and you drop the blood or whatever. She just like chunks out part of her hand. And like, and they're just like freaking out.
Well, and then it's so funny because the dad, he's like, I'm on this panel right now. He's like, Ipo, my little bun bun, that's a lot of blood. Like, it's just so like. Meanwhile, the twins are like, she just bit open her wrist. Like, oh man.
Well, that's when she's just like, okay, like follow me, and they're like,
They're like, what? They're like, you're gonna get that infected. Like, this seems bad.
think then that's when like Millie like apologizes again. Oh yeah, because like oh my God, they go into the house and like people like pushes Millie through like into the house, like shoves her in, and then like tosses Billy in, and you're just like, and they're like, so then like locks them in there. They're like pounding on the doors to get out. Oh my God.
Yeah, and they just like cannot get out.
And that's what I really love, because she's like, I'm so sorry that I failed chemistry, I'm sorry that my Cantonese is bad, like I'm sorry I threw out the leftovers.
So funny. Oh man.
And then like in the next chapter we get it's their the parents' wedding, and that's when we kind of like get a little bit more, because like Ipo's like warning him and like, oh, you know, like you could get hurt, like I'm not really liked. So again, like we still don't know what is happening.
I know, I wasn't sure what that was about. I was like, okay, this is odd.
Because yeah, like with what we know about them, like at this point I was assuming that neither of them know about each other, but then like, or at the very least, maybe she has something, but like he doesn't, because again, he's been so chill, but then like, he also was a little too chill when she was ripping her flesh open.
Bleeding out.
You're just like,
Yeah.
oh man, I just. So, of course, like, Millie and Billy are like running through the house trying to get out. And Ipo's just like talking to one of the dolls that's talking back to her. And you can tell, like, oh, something's still alive. And, like, the dolls are grinning. And you're just like,
Oh, the dolls are creepy.
so creepy. Because, yeah, like, they just look like kind of small baby dolls or something. Yeah, well,
Yeah.
no.
They have like creepy smiles, though.
Well, then that's when, like, Millie realizes that like someone died there, but like something's still alive, and she like her hand goes into the
Yeah,
floor
like into the floor, yeah.
and then she can like hear stuff, and she's asking like, can't you hear this?
Yeah, and Billy's like losing it, and these dolls are like staring at him.
What? And again, like Ebo's just smoking, sitting
Yeah,
there
sitting
chilling,
there,
it's cool,
dripping
like
blood, everyone on the floor.
whatever. And then that's when she like gets sucked in,
Yes.
and like I think they both all of a sudden are attacked by like weird teeth tentacle
Yeah, it's got like
things.
I saw the second part of Dune last
I
night, so it's giving me Dune worm vibes.
yeah
At least the mouth part with all the teeth.
yeah absolutely.
But then, yeah, there's like weird tentacles as well. So, like, something eldritch. So, yeah, then they get taken away by the tentacle creature.
But then Billy manages to like bust them out and like save them. And even both of them are like, wait, how did that happen? And you're just like, what? But then he gets sucked away. So it's just Millie like
Trying to find him.
walking around this super creepy
Oh, it's
house.
so creepy. Because it's like, it's literally like covered in like creepy, not even like vines really, but like roots. Like,
Yeah, like dead vines or like, yeah,
Yeah, yeah.
nothing's green. And then I think because like, oh, so like, because I have the physical copy, so like the actual pages are black.
Okay.
So like, I don't know what it was like on there, but you know how like,
It is like that
okay, yeah, because you know
on
like
Play,
most of the
yeah.
time, even if it is like dark, like often
Yeah.
the outside of the panels is like white, so it gives like a hint of light, like lightness, but like everything is dark, and then just the illustrations in general and the coloring is also very dark. So
Yeah.
then while she's like creeping around, and it's just like watching a scary movie where like the lights aren't on and you're like, oh, don't go around the corner, and
That's really
like,
cool.
because you like can't see, like it looks like there's only kind of that maybe natural light that's sort of poking through, I guess, the basement windows or the cellar, like wherever this creepy beast thing is.
God, right? This creepy tentacle thing. Well, and then because then the tentacles have like hands, which somehow makes it creepier.
Yeah. Because it gives it more of that, like, not even the human, but just like, I guess, yeah, human,
Yeah.
like that seems more evil, right? Like a human killing someone versus a weird creature killing someone
Right.
feels worse because human should be better, like, yeah. Yeah, the weird doll that was getting lied to.
Oh,
So
yeah.
creepy.
So creepy. Man.
Just weird. I also love in like the flashback parts where it's meant to like show that they're speaking Cantonese, but
Yes.
it's in English, but it has little like not
Brackets,
brackets, but like
but
kind of
like
like,
kind of.
yeah, more like triangly shaped brackets
Yeah.
to like denote that it's different. And I was like, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, that
Because
is
like I
cool actually.
immediately, like that first chapter, like immediately knew
Yeah.
that they were speaking. I mean, eventually we learned that it's Cantonese, but I was like, okay, you're speaking some
Yeah,
other
something
language.
not English.
Yeah. So I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, that's when the parents decide to move to Hawaii.
Yes.
Cool. In the 70s? I think that was in the
Yeah, it was the
70s.
70s.
And then it's like immediately cuts to Millie finding Billy like hanging upside down
Yeah.
from tentacles and like.
Like freaking out. And
And
then he gets
then.
like pulled up.
Yeah. They've been pulled down, they've been pulled up, they've been
Yeah.
pulled through.
Well, and then this part's weird. So, like, there's people that come to go see the house that, like, the real estate agent is showing them around.
Yes.
Except Millie is clearly, like, behind, like, they're, like, they can't see them. She's clearly, like, behind something.
Yeah, like I don't know if it's like some kind of like,
Some kind of barrier.
yeah, like whether it's, you know, like a it's not even like a timeline thing, like it's not a time
No,
thing,
it's
it's like a
almost just like a
weird,
dimension thing.
yeah, because of course like she hears people, so she's like, oh, okay, but then like you see her like as if she's like up against glass, and you're just like, and they're just like, yeah, we could like tear down this place, I don't know, da, da, da. And you're like,
Yeah. Well, and this guy's like looking at the dolls and he's like, oh, they look vintage. Maybe they're worth something. And then like reaches out to them and then loses some fingers.
yeah.
And then the woman gets sucked into the floor and loses her head.
Because
Oh
like
boy.
the real estate agent too was just like, this isn't my fault, like but
Hilarious.
then that's when the dad like pushes the door open to like save them and like get them out.
Yeah.
And he's just like, but then he goes in as if everything's normal and
Yeah.
okay. But again, like Millie's banging on the dimensional
Yeah,
portal
the
kind of a
dim yeah,
thing.
yeah, yeah,
And I love when I think he like saw like the decapitated
yeah.
head and he was just like sighs or something, and you're like, well,
Normal reaction. And then we go into where Ipo is sitting, munching on like something bloody.
Yeah, I took it as like part of the woman,
Yeah.
perhaps. You know, you're just
Yeah.
like, While still smoking.
Yes, while still smoking. Hundo.
I love it so much because it was just because like I was not expecting this because the dad is just like, you know, I don't want to like interfere in your like parenting. But
Right?
like this might be a bit too much.
You're
And you're
too much
like,
for them.
I'm sorry, like, what? And he's like, well, you know, like this is like messier than usual. And as she's like chomping down on something,
Something.
he's like, I could have grilled that for you, you know?
I know, it's so funny.
So then I was like, wait, okay, so all of this is normal and he's not even like remotely like,
No, like he is aware.
yep, to the point of offering different cooking forms. So good.
Oh man.
Oh man. Oh then we get Billy, and this is where he's like, this isn't real,
Oh
like dreams
yeah.
can't hurt you, this isn't real, this isn't real. And I feel like, and oh yeah, because then and that's when he because he manages to like bust out of everything. And then there's like weird hooded figures or
Yeah,
something.
that was so strange.
Yeah. And then it was just like him and Millie, and they were like, what's going
What is happening?
on? And then that's, I also loved that then Millie realized that like this was just a test from their mom.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not gonna fail this. Like, and you're just like, wait, you're not scared anymore now? You just like, no.
So funny.
Oh, which technically, yeah, it was.
Yep. Yep.
So then they managed to like, I don't know, kill the hooded things and
I guess,
tentacles,
yeah,
and yeah, it
like
kind of seems that they managed to, or at the very least, like fight them enough that they are gone. And they're just like standing there, bloody with like the ruins on the
Oh yeah.
floor. I love that panel so much. Because it's very like, I don't know, like Tarantino almost, where it's just that
Yeah.
like absolutely covered in blood, and you're just like, okay. And I think Billy's like, oh my God, we're superheroes.
Yeah, it's so funny. Well, because he like plays a lot of video games and stuff, so like, yeah,
Yeah.
it's so funny.
Oh. And then like the parents come in.
Right?
And what is, oh, I think that yeah, the dad's just like, hey, is everybody okay? And like, we love you very much.
So
And then
funny.
that's when Ippo's like, you spoil them. And
I
you're
know.
like,
Absolutely wild.
oh, I love that so much. Oh. And then I love the next little like flashback because like they're watching The Exorcist,
Yeah.
and like, you know, like they learn to surf in Hawaii, and then yeah, they're watching The Exorcist, and Ippo's just like crying, laughing,
Yeah.
thinking
She
it's a
thinks it's
comedy.
hilarious.
Oh man. Then that's when like Millie yells at her, and she's just like, seriously. But then, and then I think that's when like Ippo starts like talking to the weird like
Yeah, to the weird
demon
like
arm hooded
creature arm.
things.
Yeah. I know, I was trying to figure out how this creature was like is this all one entity that like has weird different parts? It was all strange.
Yeah, well, yeah, because she says something about like who told you like you could come in your like true form or something?
Oh yeah,
So then
right.
you're just like, well, wait, what would the other form have been?
Yeah.
Like, what? And it's clearly like asking, like, who are these people with you? And she's just like explaining, oh, that's, you know.
That's my kids. That's my husband.
Like, go home, get out of here. Like,
Yeah.
but then that's when we realize that, like, that old man, the old neighbor, had like summoned this demon
Yes.
and like wasn't good at controlling it. And then, like, it just leaves and like apologizes to Ippo, and you're like, what is this weird demon thing doing?
Right?
But then, of course, it tries to get her, and then that's when
Yes.
the dad like jumps in
Oh yeah.
and just like destroys it.
Yep.
And then that's when we realize that like, okay, something is
Something's up
happening
with
here.
him too.
And that's because he learns, he's like, oh, like I've been, doing my best to like be nonviolent. And he says something about like, you had it coming because of that time with the volcano. And you're like,
Yeah.
what happened with the volcano?
Right? I'm like, what is this about?
Then that's when he says like, oh, I only do this every so often, like what, once every 1,000 years? And so you're like,
Be like, wait a minute.
are they just like living multiple lives? So like them meeting on that train that day was just like they had already known each other. Like,
Yeah,
I don't
right? I
know.
was wondering that too.
And then possibly one of my favorite things, because of course the dad is just like, cool, we're done here. I'm gonna go make some dinner. But he was like, don't make anything for me. I'll be full. So clearly she seems to not be done her
Nope. Her
snacking.
munching on demons or something.
Well, even then the kids are just like, oh my God, like, are you gonna kill us? And he's like, no, your mom just needs time on her own. Like,
Oh, so funny.
then yeah, so like basically someone summoned the demon, and then afterwards, of course, as they're like walking out, then like the house explodes.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what did she just do in there? Like
Right? Like, what happened?
what just happened in there? Apparently that was when she went full dragon goddess.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, even then, because of course Billy again is just like, are you guys superheroes? He's like, no. But then Millie says, are you demons? And the dad says, well, I am.
Yeah.
But your mom, she's the one who eats them.
Yep. Yep.
Also love that then they like go and like replant the plant.
Yeah.
Then also are like freaking out and terrified.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's quite the thing to
The
come to terms with.
mom's just like carrying the little doll around.
Yeah.
Again, this is kind of just that like Millie being mad that like she wasn't kind of sort of like a good mother, and she was like, no, it's because like I didn't know what to do with, like I didn't understand how to
Yeah.
be with you, and like she apologizes, and it's just like it was so cute.
I mean, well, it's funny because, like, it's so cute, but meanwhile, like, they're all covered in blood and she's carrying this, like, really creepy doll.
Still with her cigarette.
Yeah. So funny.
Also, I think I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Billy, but he said something like, I can't even speak Cantonese. Like, am I gonna have to learn how to speak demon now?
Right.
It's that stuff. Like, it was just so funny.
Also, I love their like really upset faces. Like, so good.
Oh yeah, and then like we get another flashback, and it's like her like giving birth to the twins, and then them growing up, and clearly they did have like
Powers.
powers as
Yeah.
babies, but they kind of like must have, taught them to.
It's like Ipo does something to them that, like,
Yeah. Because, yeah, like the dad saying something about like, let's just move, and she like puts her hand over them or something, and like, no, it's better this way, and you're like, And then, yeah, then they just become like regular kids growing up
Yeah.
and going off to school and everything.
Yeah, and she's always like slightly distant from them.
Yeah.
I guess 'cause she was just like worried that they would end up being like her. Oh, and then this is what we find out, like, after they've like sent them off to college, and they're like, hey, we're starting to look like we're the same age as our kids, so like maybe we should do something about that. And they like age themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
And I was like,
what?
what? What is happening here? And then we go back to this nursing home where this old man is, who's all wrapped up now because his eyes popped out of his head. And he gets like a gift. It's one of the creepy dolls with a letter. And this doll murders this man.
But it's because his wife was like in the doll.
Yeah.
But like clearly Ipo sent it to him and was like, don't play with stuff that you don't
Yeah.
know
Yeah.
what's happening with. But then yeah. The doll, the soul of the wife, the whatever. He's
Yeah.
done.
He's done. It's
And
over.
again, creepy doll face.
Extremely creepy doll face. Like, so creepy. Yeah. And then we go back to the twins who are like clearly learning something about having powers.
Yeah, and like they're kind of like helping things grow or like making it like, because yeah, they can like hear the plants or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks so cool.
Right?
Yeah. And again, just the parents with their coffee on the like veranda or like sitting
I'm
outside or
obsessed
whatever,
with
just
them.
like watching. Oh, they're just the
They are the best. I love them.
best. And again, too, because it's just the dad being like, did you really think that like even if they knew about their pet, like they would have been bad? Like, no, like.
Right.
We've made good kids, you know, they're
Yeah.
just like, and because of her, like
Yeah.
she's like she you know, like didn't realize it, but like they're good because of her, and you're just like, oh, yay.
Right? Yeah.
Then yeah, then we get like a
Another little
little,
flashback.
yeah, in the epilogue, and it's so when she's pregnant, before she had the twins. And then that's when we realize that, like, something's out there.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, just that kind of like, what's gonna like come to like, as if her having children is some sort of like gate to something. And then, of course, it ends with like a creepy doll face.
Yes. Yes. Well, I love how it's so funny because we get in this epilogue, it's so like, it's so much like pink and like purpley, like sunsetty colors.
Yeah.
And like the last panel of them is like them standing
Yeah, like the most
in the
perfect
water.
Hawaii
Like, yeah, like
beach.
most,
Yeah.
exactly. Most perfect Hawaiian sunset ever. And like she's in like a
Yeah.
white dress and pregnant. And he's like, and it's so like pretty. And then the next panel is just this like basically full black, except for this like creepy doll.
So good.
Yeah, so good.
And because it was always like prefaced as a trilogy, and I guess I just didn't realize, again, I didn't really remember that I had this book for like a year. But so book two actually came out last fall.
Yes.
And we almost had a hot second where we were going to read that
We
literally
were.
today.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean, we could have,
yeah.
but
Well, that's why when you said, I was like, I can do it.
I probably could have done it. I was just, life has been chaos lately, so I just like
But
didn't have it in me.
I'm excited because I think the little premise is so 4 months after this, and like the twins like learning their unusual background, they're trying to like explore their powers, but their parents haven't really done much with it, and again like not explaining things. But yeah, one thing is abundantly clear: the Ting family is part of a much larger supernatural world, and something in that world is very, very wrong. As Ipo and Kian are reluctantly drawn back into the treacherous high society of supernatural elites, their children find that dealings with the spirit world come at a steep price. Where the dead have unfinished business with the living, only blood can balance the scales. To save humanity and themselves, they will have to embrace their inner demons.
Yes.
It's so good.
Right?
Well, and because of course, I mean, I'm probably just gonna like read book two on Hoopla this weekend.
Oh, for
But
sure.
because I have book one in this like gorgeous hardcover, I'm gonna have to buy a book too. Like,
I mean, obviously.
now I'm gonna have to
Clearly. Clearly.
Oh man, I
Yeah.
just and I yeah, like I just because like obviously like again because I had the like physical copy, the pages are like soft. Do you
Oh,
know like you know
nice.
like they're not that like shiny.
Yeah.
Kind of more like magazine type paper that some comics are, but then because of the inking and the coloring and stuff like that, it and because everything is kind of that dark, but then like greens and stuff, it sort of has like a
Oh, interesting.
translucenty
Yeah.
feeling to like each of the panels. And I've seen it in a few other, I can't think of a specific example right now, but like it's just one of my like favorite. Or because again, it kind of gives it that more like dimension, I guess. But yeah, it's just so beautiful.
Right? Yeah, I really like the art style a lot. Like, it's not, it's like so different than.
Well, and in kind of that more like I'm saying sketched, but not in like a negative way, but in that kind of more like
Yeah.
not just like.
It feels
One line, it's that
looser.
kind of like, you know, like
Yeah.
you kind of draw over it a few times and like it's not cleaned up or like.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, which I think then just obviously like adds to the entire mood and everything, right? Because like if this was like very, right? Because we know that they've worked on like Marvel stuff, which is,
Oh
I
yeah,
would say in
completely
general,
different.
like cleaner.
Yes.
Like, yeah, cleaner.
Well, and like the colors are like a little bit muted.
Yeah,
Like
everything
it's
has
not
that
as like
like
vibrant.
one, yeah, and as if I was just, I can't remember what it's called, but I was just learning paint and palette techniques this weekend, obviously, because why wouldn't I be doing that? But like if you have your palette, but you take one specific color and you put a little bit of it in each of the others, so it like unifies it. So like instead of having, you know, like red, orange, yellow,
Right.
you know, and like, you know, your basic like six or whatever colors, if you took, I mean, any of the colors, and you put the exact equal amount in, it gives it, you know, then it's not exactly red, not exactly orange, not exactly yellow, but then everything's tied together.
Right.
And so, like, that's what I really felt here because it all kind of
Yeah.
had that sort of almost like a deep turquoise, but it's the actual coloring kind of has like watercolor vibes, like that again,
Yeah,
that sort of like
definitely.
translucent
Yeah.
feeling, which is one of my absolute favorite things when they have that like
Same.
watercolor vibe. Yeah, it was just.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And yeah, just so like dynamic and lively. Like, I just flipped it open to the page where
Right?
the old man's eye pops out and the
Oh my
twins are like
God.
hugging each other
It's
and
so
like
good.
screaming and like, you know, like everything, like their clothes are like, it looks like their clothes are like melting off and like
Yeah.
everything's just going and there's like slashes around everything and it's just, ugh. It's so
Yeah,
good.
it's great. It's so great.
Very excited to read the next one. One, because like because I knew about Monstress, I feel like I've always or like I've definitely like bookmarked it on Hoopla. But then yeah, like there's a lot of issues and I was like, you know, that I can't commit to like
Right.
even if whether it's a TV show or whatever, if it's too many, I'm like, I don't know. I might
You're like,
not be able
I
to
don't
do
know
this
about
right now.
this. That's fair. I understand. In the same way.
There's also just like too many books.
Right?
Even with the amount that we read, somehow,
I know.
there's still so many more.
I know.
My friend was talking about like rereading books. Because for our like the Tumblr book club, she was like, no, like you have to read a book twice, like once to like read it and then a second time to like. Like if you're gonna like talk about it kind of thing, you
Yes.
have to read it twice. And I was like, as someone who has
I mean,
a book
listen.
podcast, hard pat, no, there ain't no time
Listen,
for that.
right. Like, sorry, that's not happening. Not that regularly.
And like even if we
I
didn't
do
have
think there's
this,
a
but
point
like,
to that.
oh, absolutely.
Like, anytime I've had to, well, anytime, lol. When I was writing my master's major paper,
Yeah.
I definitely read the books that I was talking about more than once. I was going to say, anytime I've had to write an essay on a book, LOL. No, incorrect. Please. No.
I can't even say every time I've written an essay, I've finished a book.
What? Right. Right. But yeah, like I get it. Like I understand. And there is a lot to be said for like the first time you're reading something, it's for story. And then the second time you read it, you start to pick up on other things. I get that. But also, I have so little time.
And
What do you
so
want me to do here?
many
So many books.
books.
Can't be just out here reading books twice. What are we doing? I mean, and I do reread books, but like not like back to back,
No, and
generally.
I feel like, and at this point, like, I need to have a reason, you know, because, like, obviously, you know, we did Pale Shadow, so, like, I reread Paper House's Drinking Game. And then, you know, or like, we did The Martian, I had read that. Mystic River, I had read that. But, like, and yeah, like those, it had been a long time. Oh, Fight Club. Did we do that already? Yeah, we did that already, right? It's like, oh my God, did I
We
make up
did.
that
No,
episode?
we
Yeah, no, we did.
absolutely did that.
So, all of the movies I've read those books to. But yeah, it's just like, even now, like, I know what book we're doing next, but like, I know that I also have some time. But my immediate thought today was to finish reading all the other graphic novels that I have borrowed from Hoopla right now, like, not to go back and read something else that I like just because I could. Like, there's too much.
I know,
There's
right?
too much.
Way too much. Way too much. My God.
Have like six graphic novels borrowed on my Hoopla right now.
Oh,
Never
man.
mind literally everything else.
Yeah.
I'm always like looking at all of my like, because I have a bunch of new like photography reference books and like photography memoir books. And I finally got the Sofia Coppola book, and I'm like, I need to like read these. And I'm like, when am I? What?
I know, right?
Course, in my head, I'm like, oh, just like 10 minutes. I don't know where those 10 minutes are.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna find them for a book too. Or what is it? Oh yeah, Her Little Reapers, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Which is cool because obviously, I guess we're gonna like learn a bit more about,
Yeah, I'm excited.
yeah, them. Because it's just them like sitting in the garden, like looking so nonchalant on the cover. So
It. I love
oh
them.
man, yeah, it's just so good. And I'm so
Yeah.
glad that, like, because of all the stuff that we've done, we are now like finding stuff like this. So,
Right?
and shout
Totally.
out to the Concord Bookstore, Concord Bookshop, I think it's a bookshop, in random small town Massachusetts, for always having, it's only like one, you know, partition of a shelf, like, I mean, section, you know, like however many shelves that is in like a section, always having the best graphic novel section.
Amazing.
Cause like this one, when I saw it, I was like, okay, you know, like this has to come. But like every time I've gone there, I've almost like hauled books home. I'm like, I can't keep hauling books. But yeah, and that's where I randomly saw it. And it's like this, right? Where it's books that like I didn't know about monsters. I didn't know about all these ones. Like it always feels like new things that then I'm like finding and like, and lots of like representation stuff too. Like shout out to small town bookstore.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that.
Can't wait to buy more books next week. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, we are going to be back in 2 weeks. Yes. Because we, if you've been listening recently, we
Yeah.
did 2 episodes ago, we did Her Majesty's Royal Coven, and it ended on cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah. Massive cliffhanger.
So we both started reading book two. So we're gonna do that
Yes.
next week because we want to talk about it because I'm
Yeah.
excited to read it and talk
Yeah.
about it.
Same. Same, same, same. Yeah.
So we're doing a sequel and like an immediate sequel.
Yes.
We're gonna right away. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, so we'll be back in 2 weeks and you know where to find us. We're in all the places.
We are. We are.
We'll see you then.
Bye.